You're listening to SBS News.
For almost two decades, midwife Ismat Oeda has been running a clinic for pregnant Arabic women in Sydney's west. The health check gives the women a chance to ask questions about breastfeeding, nutrition and contraception, sometimes sensitive conversations that wouldn't happen with a non-Arabic speaking midwife.
I could tell where they're coming from. Like sometimes before they ask the question, I would know what they want to ask because they've been told do this, do that, or they heard that they should do this, do that, but they don't want to do it because that's not what their mothers or grandmothers told them.
Many of the women she sees are young and have left their extended family behind when they moved to Australia.
They come here, they don't have anyone. So they need to do all this on their own, and it's not easy. You're 19 years old and you've got a child and you're pregnant with the second one. Not easy at all.
A quarter of mothers who gave birth in Australia in 2015 were born in a non-English speaking country. That's a 17% increase since 2005. With that figure set to rise, migrant support groups want a new national plan for maternity services to include an expansion of bilingual midwifery clinics and better access to interpreters. Services often rely on interpreters, but they're not always called for a range of reasons. Midwifery professor at Western Sydney University, Hannah Darlene, says that's got to change.
We need to be very, very mindful of not being too busy to do that. And that's often the issue because it takes time to organise and get an interpreter in. We've got to see providing an interpreter as an integral part of maternity care.
Sandra Erhel-Wright from the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia says some women may have basic English skills, so workers assume an interpreter isn't necessary.
When in reality that woman might not be able to communicate some of the intricacies of, you know, medical language and some of the more detailed vocabulary that's needed to explain how she's feeling and the medical problems.
That can have disastrous consequences.
It can be especially dangerous, especially in emergency situations where there's time pressures. And it's easy to imagine how things can go horribly wrong when a patient can't communicate with their doctor, or even worse, there's a miscommunication.
In its submission, FECA points out there's no mention of a plan for culturally and linguistically diverse women in the consultation paper on the National Plan for Maternity Services. Ms. Wright says that's a glaring gap.
We definitely advocate for there to be a specific focus on culturally and linguistically diverse women, and we think that focus is really necessary to pick up on those needs.
There are also calls for more cultural training to tackle what midwifery professor Hannah Darlene describes as unintentional discrimination in a Eurocentric model.
We know that birth centres and home birth, for example, are very much dominated by white middle class women. But why is that? And why do we not open those options up and do that in a culturally sensitive way to women from other countries?
One Melbourne charity called Births for Humankind is helping new migrants navigate Australia's maternal health system. Program manager Jen Branscombe explains bilingual women are trained to become volunteer doulas to provide emotional and social support.
Our doulas will go along with the woman to a hospital appointment and they'll provide an interpreter so that they can actually spend some time after the appointment explaining things that have been said to them by the midwife or the doctor, because it's a really fast-paced environment in the hospital and things often get lost.
Some of their volunteers were midwives in another country before moving to Australia. Others, like Uruguayan doula Elizabeth Marzeco, bring their experience of being a mother and grandmother.
We don't have a hand sometimes to hold on and say, I hope you next to me to understand. So that's where the role of the doula is, to be with them, to support them emotionally, physically, and tell them to feel very comfortable.
The National Plan for Maternity Services is due to be finalised mid next year. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.